CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSCU's Member Forum here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who is here in the studio lounge, Mr. Tom Bennett from Advisors Plus. Tom, how are you, sir?
Very good, Mike. Thank
good.
You.
Good.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in the studio lounge. How's the conference going for you?
Very, very good. Wonderful kickoff sessions this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirational to some degree, and some follow-up sessions. So I think our credit unions are enjoying it, mm-hmm. and certainly the staff that are here as well.
And you were just telling me before the recording that you just got out of your own session that you presented to.
Just so. Did a debit card session, and two more tomorrow. So,
oh my gosh, you were a busy guy.
Debit is a hot topic.
I bet. Well, let's talk. It's one of the topics here, debit and overdraft. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Sure.
Alrighty. Okay, so there's been lots of changes in financial services, obviously. But one that seems to be receiving a lot of scrutiny is overdrafts. We've had a lot of credit unions coming on our show talking about eliminating overdraft fees or NSF fees, but we're talking overdrafts in this one. So can you tell us what's going on here? What's
sure.
the trend?
Sure, and really overdraft and NSF kind of go one
kind
in,
of
the,
hand in
the same bucket.
Bit, yeah.
I mean, one you pay, one you decline, but it's really the same principle. And yeah, there are numerous changes kind of working their way through the industry. I would actually say, and I've been associated with this for a number of years, probably in the last 12 months, I've seen more change than in the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everywhere. People are making, modifying, and tweaking some of their solutions. Having said that, I do think it's an important consideration for credit unions, because what we know is people still have short-term liquidity needs. I read a stat the other day, 62% of individuals live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that and compound that with a medical bill,
mm-hmm.
Car repair, some other unforeseen expense,
mm-hmm.
it puts them in a bind.
Oh, yeah.
And depending on their credit situation, overdrafts are one way that that they can fill that bill.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that need is there, that demand is there. Having said that, it probably has gotten, from a value exchange perspective, a little bit out of line.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pricing is maybe matriculated upwards. You always hear the infamous, you know, $5 cup of coffee that costs somebody $30. And that's
yeah.
the minority of the
yeah.
situation, but you know, those are situations that I think we need to address. So for credit unions, really three things have come together. One, the threat of regulation, multiple bills going through Congress being discussed that might force change. A lot of competitive development. You kind of led in with that at the beginning. Credit mm-hmm. unions talking about that. Banks have made changes. And then last but not least, consumers. And
mm-hmm.
I do think consumers are as empowered today as they've ever been.
I believe
that. And if they don't like what you're offering, they go somewhere else. So it's something that's important to the consumer. It's
mm-hmm.
important to the credit union, and something they need to consider.
Yeah, credit unions be well aware of that for sure, and how easy it is to go somewhere else.
Very
take your
easy
business.
In
yeah,
today's age.
Yeah, which is scary. Hey, so you mentioned some changes here. So what exactly are you seeing in the change department?
Yeah, so I would say it runs a range of simple to complex. You know, the simple arena would be, my fee is X today, I'm going to reduce it to some amount, or I may even eliminate the
mm-hmm.
fee. So they're tweaking fees, they may be adding caps. I'm not going to charge you more than 2 occurrences per day, 3 occurrences per day. So they're modifying some of the existing parameters. When you continue down that range, some are even adding buffers. So if you overdraw $50, no fee,
right.
$100, no fee.
Mm-hmm.
Some are even going further than that and adding, you know, you get a whole day to cure a negative balance. They're enhancing the digital services,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
are everything today, and really doing a better job of notifying you to keep you out of the situation, or when you're in there, allowing you
I
to
I like
rectify
that proactive
it.
Type stuff, because it says to me that the credit union is looking out for their member, not wanting to fee them to death, basically. You know, what you would get at some other organization that we won't name. But that tells me that the credit union really cares
hands
about
down.
Their member. You
hands
know, hey,
down.
we're gonna give you the rest of the day to get this figured out, you know, and if you need some help, give us a call, you know. So man, I love that.
They're very much the
yeah,
case.
Yeah, it's such a better way, at least in my perspective, and my perspective may be kind of small, but I think it's a great way to do business.
I think your perspective is bigger than you believe. So I think your perspective is a large one.
So are these changes making their way into credit unions?
They are.
Sounds like they are.
They have begun to make their way into credit unions. I kind of said in the last 12 months, I've seen more change than in 12 years.
Yeah, I believe that.
A lot of the leaders have been the fintechs. A lot of the leaders have been the large banks. So credit unions are now beginning to catch up. I think, though, a couple of things that may be, you know, holding them back that they're grappling with, though, is just the complexity around this. I mean, as simple as it sounds to say, hey, an overdraft, some of the changes I alluded to a minute ago, mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many things you could modify as part of this. And what may be good for you as a credit union mm-hmm. may not be right for me as another one. Mm-hmm. It may not be right for our member base. Mm-hmm. So grappling through those changes is a complex one, and I'm not sure they're kind of thinking through it as completely as they always can. Yeah. And then the other one that I think has hindered them a few times is really the cost side of the equation. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do make, or they have made, a lot of money on overdraft in past years. 2018, 2019, probably, you know, part of the heyday. With the pandemic, the liquidity coming out of the government stimulus programs, there weren't as many. And I think credit unions were even very accommodative through those stages and ended up waiving a lot of those fees for their members.
Yeah.
So I think that historical view, rear view mirror, where was I, how much money did I used to make, is one that catches them. And what I'm encouraging them to do is kind of flip the tide and look at where they're going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the conference, and I heard a great quote this morning as part of the opening monologue. And the quote was, and this is really what we need to do, and it's a broad topic, but it essentially said, we question the answers of yesterday with the challenge of tomorrow. And I really think that's the situation we're in. We need to look back. I mean, the decisions we made 10 years ago around our programs need to be revisited today, and in the context not of where we've been, but in the context
where
of where we're going.
Tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, wow, that's quite profound. I like that.
I love that.
No wonder you wrote it down.
Yes.
So, and you mentioned, and you may want to dismiss this question, but the changes may reduce revenue for some credit unions. So you talked about that a little bit right there. So obviously there is going to reduce some revenue, especially if you're eliminating some of these fees, right?
Yeah, I mean, the credit unions that we know have made changes have definitely seen a financial impact. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the banks that have led the way with reductions of fees, you know, have quoted impacts in the millions of dollar range. So without a doubt, it probably, if they change fees, and we're not saying that's what you have to do.
Right.
But if they change fees, it probably is going to have a negative financial impact versus where they were.
Yeah.
Again, change the lens and let's look through the front front windshield versus the looking in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
But, you know, what we're saying is, I mean, look at debit interchange. Debit interchange, and we're at a payment conference, obviously. I mean, it's been a bastion of growth the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. We saw 11% growth in 2020. We saw 19% growth last year. That growth, that sales volume growth, that roughly equates to interchange growth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So while we had 19% growth last year,
those
credit unions on average grew interchange by 19%. So it helped in many instances to more than make up for some of the accommodations that have been that were being made.
Yeah.
So I would say, hey, there's always opportunity with debit card and debit card interchange. We do a lot of diagnostic work in our portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you a couple of examples, so 19% is average. But if I were to say, hey, Mike, you know, let's look at our top performers versus the bottom performers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about singular institutions. I'm talking about, let's take divide them in fourths, and the top fourth versus the bottom fourth. We would see, you know, essentially a doubling of that growth rate. So someone would go from 10% to 30% growth. So doing things right is accretive to that part of the financial
mm-hmm.
performance.
Mm-hmm.
The other aspect of that is if you even dig deeper and keep them in those groups and you say, hey, what are the top performing credit unions doing? If you take the KPI associated with that, I mean, the usage, the checking numbers, the penetration numbers,
mm-hmm.
and you apply them to the lower fourth,
mm-hmm.
what you would see is more than double the interchange.
Really?
So there's always opportunity in interchange.
Yeah,
there's always opportunity to really focus on
mm-hmm.
what I believe is probably one of the more important barometers of the business. That's checking growth, which translates to member growth, which if done right, translates to interchange growth.
Gotcha. They all kind of flow into one another.
You know,
one thing leads to another, basically.
Directly relate to one another.
Oh, wow. Let's see. So what alternatives have they made to make up? I think you just kind of mentioned it right here. So those are some of the alternatives. Because each of the credit unions that we've had on our show talking about this,
mm-hmm.
they've all said, you know, not every credit union can do this. Every credit union's different. They may want to have some little tweaks here and there to this type of plan or this type of model. So what's your take on How are we going to make up that revenue in other areas?
I mean, I think interchange is going to be a big part of it.
Yeah.
And part of it starts with where they are today. I mean, not everybody does the same thing with overdraft income today. To my point, no one does the same thing with interchange and debit card performance as well. So I think they'll look at it differently through that lens.
I'm sure they've researched it. They've, you know, dotted their I's and crossed their T's. One would hope if you're going to venture into something like this.
Those that are making changes have fully researched it. I believe a lot of them are continuing down that road. Some may be even waiting until, like I mentioned, there are two bills in Congress right now. Those are going to be forced changes, though.
Yeah.
I believe if we adapt competitively, you know, one, we're going to get a short-run advantage. And two, maybe regulation isn't even required as a response.
What's the timeline on those bills you were talking about?
Who knows? I mean,
well,
your guess is as good as mine.
You follow Congress.
Sorry, I asked it. So could be news tomorrow, or could be news another
10 years from now.
Another year.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, one of the bills has been there every year.
Oh, so, really? Has it?
Yeah,
oh, it what
has.
A surprise.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, anything else here to wrap up, Tom? I think this is a really fascinating conversation or topic, rather. I mean, conversation as well. Just based on what's going on, especially in the last 2 years, my gosh, how much change there's been, and how much the pandemic has really prompted credit unions to do things, or they ordinarily might not have done. So,
I think what I would probably say, as much as anything, Mike, is the fact that I have seen, at least this week and maybe in recent months, an elevation of the awareness of the importance of debit card. The pandemic lifted it. Consumers had liquidity, again, the stimulus programs. Mm-hmm. So the pandemic helped bring debit to the forefront, checking to the forefront, to the detriment in the short run to credit. Credit is recovering, but debit kind of stays as important and as critical as where it was.
Yeah.
And I know just in the conversations I'm having, more and more credit unions are asking, what can I do? What should I be doing? So I do think there's a growing interest around, hey, I need to be doing more with debit card and driving the growth that I know is possible with that product.
Yeah, I remember getting the, what was it? You guys do the PSC, the payment reports or something
like that?
Yeah,
the payment index.
The payment index, that's right. I remember seeing those throughout the pandemic and seeing how credit just dropped off the face of the planet and went, oh my God, and then debit just went whoop, straight up. I was amazed by that trend.
And credit is normalized.
Yeah, now it's coming back.
So credit's
obviously
come back,
yeah.
And credit actually is ahead of debit, but they both have a place. And candidly, I don't think one replaces the other. I think they both have a place in the consumer wallet and the member wallet. And we're seeing both of those work real well today.
Interesting times indeed, sir. And you guys are right there in the mix.
We're in the mix. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be there.
Well, I mean, exactly. We're glad to have a resource like PSCU in there helping credit unions navigate whatever comes next tomorrow. My gosh. It's just, it's just amazing times. Each year seems to get more and more fascinating.
I would agree.
All righty, sir. Well, Tom, thank you so much
for
all this info. Really valuable. And keep up the good work there at PSCU.
All right. Thank you, Mike.